listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the phenomenon of patient endurance. Reading to you today from James chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4. Let me read those verses to you. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. God never intended for trials to work in us a passive resignation. Rather, God intends that trials produce in us an active endurance, a true perseverance. If the Greek language was good enough for the writers of the New Testament, it should be good enough for us. Now, this doesn't mean that we become Greek scholars, though that isn't a bad idea. But each of us can become familiar with a few important Greek words used in the New Testament. Here's one of them. The Greek word hupomone has the sense of a cheerful or hopeful endurance. Common English translations of this word are patience, perseverance, and endurance. You'll find this word in passages such as Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, along with Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. You see, hupomone, endurance, is one of the great words of the New Testament. God's plan for our lives is to work patience in us, but not the kind of patience we usually think of. When we think of patience, we usually have the idea of something passive, as if patience were the kind of thing that would enable a person to wait for 2 hours in the doctor's waiting room without complaining a bit. But hupomone, that ancient Greek word, it isn't a passive word at all. It has the idea of an active endurance. It's the quality, not that enables a person to wait passively, but the quality to actively endure to the end until the mission is completed. Hupomone is the kind of dogged determination that a marathon runner needs to cross the finish line. The Greek scholar William Barclay called hupomone one of the noblest of New Testament words. In one ancient writing, hupomone used to describe the ability of a plant to thrive under hard and unfavorable circumstances. Some people define hupomone as spiritual staying power. Hupomone can transform the hardest trial into real joy because it looks beyond the present difficulty to the victory ahead. God wants to strengthen us with His might, not just to make us passive, but to make us the kind of people who will endure to the end, seeing His will done in our lives. Sometimes people say, "Don't pray for patience, because God will send things in your life to produce it." Truthfully, we should all be praying for this quality of hupomone, this active endurance, because we need to be conditioned so that we can endure to the end. A marathon runner goes through months of conditioning so that he can finish the race. Perhaps God has you on His spiritual conditioning program right now. If that's the case, then please don't resent it. But today, give thanks that He cares enough about you to train you so that you can make it across the finish line to the very end.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.